Extract of a letter from Lord Justice Clerk Thomas Fletcher to John, Marquis of Tweeddale, Secretary of State for Scotland. I shall signify to your lordship in plain words what authorities I desire to have been sent down to empower the well-affected to appear in a legal way for the defence of His Majesty's person and government. And to explain myself fully on this head, you will be pleased to reflect on the state of this country at present at the beginning of this rebellious insurrection, which began about 6 weeks ago, and at this hour is holding in dread the capital of this part of the kingdom. Scotland may be divided into two parts, the one disarmed and the other unarmed. By the former, I mean the Highlands, and by the latter, the Lowlands. The former produces as good militia as any in Europe. The latter, with which your lordship and I are most acquainted, are neighbour-like, but little accustomed to the use of arms, but they are employed in a military manner. The Highlands, again, may be divided into three classes. First, what I shall call the Whig clans, who have always bore that character since these names and distinctions were among us. Of your sort, your lordship, and everyone acquainted with this country knows, the chief are the Campbells, the Sutherlands, the Grants, the Munros, the Mackays. The second class are the clans still professedly Jacobite, and who at this moment are giving proof of it, viz. The Camerons, the Macdonalds of Clanronald, Keppoch and Glengarry, and a few more of lesser note. The third class is made up of those who were engaged in the late rebellion. But whereof the chiefs now profess and practice submission and obedience to the government, among these may be accounted the Mackenzies, MacLeods, D. Gordons, MacDonald of the Isles, the behaviour of which last has been most exemplary and meritorious on this occasion. By an act of the first of the late King, entitled an Act for the more effectual security of the peace of the Highlands, the whole Highlanders without distinction are disarmed for ever and forbid to use or bear arms under penalties. This Act has been found by experience to work the quite contrary effect from what was intended by it, and in reality proves a mean for more effectually disturbing the peace of the Highlands and of the rest of the kingdom and His Majesty's government by and through those Highlands, and the cause of this operation is now plainly visible. For all the disaffected clans retain their arms and either conceal them at the fact of disarming or have provided themselves since at the same time that the dutiful and well-affected clans have truly submitted to this measure of the government and act of the legislature and are still disarmed or have no quantity of firearms amongst them. The fatal effects of this difference at the time of a rebellious insurrection must be very obvious and but too clearly seen, and by us in this country felt at this hour. I pray God they be felt no further south. By that disarming act as it stands, there is still room left for arming occasionally, even the Highland or prohibited countries, and the method reserved or expected from the prohibition is, when by His Majesty's order and out of his arsenal the people are called out, and armed by the Lord's Lieutenant of the counties, then they may lawfully bear and use such arms, during such number of days and space of time as shall be expressed in His Majesty's order. This is in plain words of a statute and answer to your lordship's question, what authorities I desired might be sent down to empower the well-affected to appear in a legal way for the defence of His Majesty's person and government.